brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Ted Anderson's with us another 5 minutes. And Ted, let me just have you back on. For the whole third hour, if you can do it, to actually get into monetary issues and not just sit here and pitch gold and silver. And again, we pitch things we believe in, which then funds our operation. But that's why I get so excited about all this, because I believe in it. I just called Ted last week, and Ted, you've been so busy. I asked what you thought the best of the radio specials were, and you were going to call me back. I was going to get a few gold coins and some silver. And Ted, you didn't call me back, so I need to call one of your brokers, don't I?
Yeah, well, no, we'll get it done. But I can tell you right now, watching the charts yesterday, silver and gold both, it was just coming along and going, and then all of a sudden a spike upward. I mean, to have a $46 increase in gold in one day and about $4.60 in silver in one day, are you kidding me? And that's just quantitative easing. That's just the news breaking. The FOMC Open Market Committee comes out and they decide that they're going to get into this quantitative easing. But like you say, it's not called QE3. The reason why that is because QE2 had an end date to it and a goal, and this is how much we're going to do. This is open-ended quantitative easing. They said that we're going to continue to print more money and to get the printing presses rolling until they see the economic results that they're looking for. And basically, it's just an open-ended thing. We're heading off of a cliff, Alex. And if people aren't smart enough to get out of paper, I mean, I don't care. Find, you know, buy storable foods. I don't care what you buy, but get yourself out of the
paper. Ted, you predicted this. Porter Stansberry predicted it. Gerald Celente predicted it. They all predicted it. We all predicted it, and it means curtains. In fact, I have a clip of Ron Paul here. This is Ron Paul last night saying we should be panicking over this. And Ron Paul's never talked like that. This means inflation. And because it's not targeted as a real turning up the printing presses, that at least helps the people on one level. This is all pointed at the ultra rich. It's going to be a double whammy. Here's Ron Paul.
The one thing that Bernanke has not achieved that frustrates him, I can tell, is he gets no economic growth. He doesn't do anything with the unemployment numbers. And from my viewpoint, I think the country should have panicked over the fact of what the Fed is saying, that we've lost control. The only thing we have left is massively creating new money out of thin air, which hasn't worked before, and it's not going to work this time.
You know, Ted, I'm going to be honest. You know me privately. I'm very calm, very intellectual, very focused until I get on air. And then I turn into the wild man because I get so angry about this stuff. But I don't do it on purpose. But intellectually, this has been like a bomb being dropped on us. And I'm so angry that I even sarcastically made fun of the fake UT bomb threat for the first 45 minutes of the show, instead of really talking about the full magnitude of this unlimited QE. I mean, but as Ron Paul just said, this means that this is all they've got, and they're going to use it to transfer wealth. You know, Ron Paul says they're trying to fix it. Look, the globalists admit they've engineered this. So it's time to stop saying they don't know what they're doing. They're in control. They run a global government. They know exactly what they're doing. Ted, I'm not knocking Ron Paul here, but you know, he gives them this thing that they don't know what they're doing. I've been saying for over a decade this was coming exactly as it has. George Humphrey's been saying it for 14 years, economist, friend of mine. This is an engineered collapse, Ted.
I know, you've been talking about that, and I've alluded to that as well. The very system that's set up creates debt, you know, money from debt is going to just mean more debt. As the economy grows, we're going to get further into the hole.
And they hold the debt. Listen, can you do a full hour with us and take calls?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that on the third hour.
Well, I'll see you back in 55 minutes, Ted.
All right, sounds good.
Folks, give Midas Resources a call. Ask them about radio specials. That's where I get my gold and silver. And again, I bought gold at $260 an ounce. I didn't sell it when it hit $2,000. When it dropped down to $1,650, I didn't sell. Same thing with silver. I bought silver at $5 an ounce. When it got up to 40, 45, 50 bucks an ounce, I didn't sell any of it. When it went down, I didn't sell it because I understand what's happening. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
Well, I tell you, we are really excited to have this fellow on because the last year or so, he has exploded on the scene with Fox 19. Television, and he's also worked at other TV stations around the country, and he just absolutely knocks it out of the park on pro-Second Amendment stuff, on covering how Ron Paul and the Liberty Movement were shafted by the Republican establishment. He got an interview with President Obama last week that we're going to play a clip of later, where he really nails him down on the NDAA and secret arrest of American citizens. But by the way, a federal court 2 days ago, did a permanent injunction. Of course, we had Chris Hedges on, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, who was part of that suit. Now Obama is appealing to the Supreme Court. He also has looked at some of the anomalies of the shootings there in Colorado. So basically, he's like a professional-focused, kind of new style Alex Jones, which I love. We need more people that have courage. And I think this guy's going places. Let me tell you, because he's got it all. And it is so exciting to see reporters like this. Now, I'll say this. I remember Bill O'Reilly on Fox Television 13 years ago interviewing people like Tony Brown about the Illuminati and the New World Order, and I saw him on Extra, or was it Hard Copy, 20-something years ago. We have the tape. We played it, exposing how the government and E. Howard Hunt basically killed JFK. So I hope that Ben Swan, if he ends up on national television, doesn't turn over to the dark side like Bill O'Reilly. But I got to tell you, it's just great to have him on and know there's other people out there. In fact, if you're a radio listener, if you could see him, we bring him up on Skype, you know who I'm talking about. But in a few minutes, we'll play some clips, and you'll know who we're talking about. But Ben, it is great to have you on with us here today.
Alex, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, tell us about your awakening. I mean, how they allow you in mainstream television to tell the truth.
You know, a lot of people are asking that question and how we get to cover the things that we do. And I'm really blessed. I work at a TV station that is not owned by Fox. We're a Fox affiliate. And because of that, a lot of people assume that we're owned by Fox. We're not. We're owned by Raycom Media. And I work for guys who are just interested in getting out factual information. And so we've had a tremendous response. I think the response that we've gotten from people has been just beyond expectation, far above and beyond expectation. And people are really hungry for it. They're hungry for someone who will look beyond, the typical mainstream narrative. And obviously, I mean, this is no surprise to you because clearly, you know, the issue with alternative media is it is growing so fast right now versus what's happening with national media or mainstream media, which is essentially dying right now. And there's a reason for that. I mean, people have already heard all these same types of narratives before, and they're tired of them, and they're moving beyond them. And so we're fortunate to be kind of a bridge, I think, between alternative media and mainstream media.
By the way, I should add, they give you leeway because you have won both the Edward R. Murrow Award and two Emmys that you got, I guess, reporting from Texas. I mean, you are quite the journalist, and so you're actually really doing real research. It's just, it's amazing. And again, mainstream media would still be dominant if people like you were on the national scene. How long have you been there in Cincinnati?
For about a year and a half, just a little over a year and a half. And about 2 to 3 months after I came to this station, we had this idea that we were going to try something different because it was time to kind of rebrand ourselves a little bit. We moved towards a balanced news brand, which, again, sounds very much like the Fox brand. And so there are advantages to that, but then there are some disadvantages because there are some people who go into it automatically thinking, well, you're just, you know, little mini Fox News. And part of the goal of that balanced brand was to do this segment called Reality Check, where we'd look beyond headlines and actually hold politicians accountable. I'm not sure my bosses realized how accountable we were going to hold them, but so far they've been extremely supportive of it, and we're doing our best to get out there and get to the facts.
How did you get the Obama interview? And then give us some of the behind the scenes. We're going to play a clip of it in a moment. But, I mean, pretty amazing. Out of a sea of journalists and so-called mainstream media, no one will ever ask him a hard question. We know now that for the first time ever, they're vetting the questions beforehand. They're in the press briefing room. And also when Obama goes out and gives official press conferences, you obviously got off script there and actually did your job.
Well, you know, with the Obama interview, and it's pretty simple. I mean, he's been very good about doing these interviews with local media everywhere he goes. And it's actually a very good strategy because what you wind up having are reporters who go out and ask a number of questions. Typically, they're locally focused. So in the case of Ohio, they'll ask about the auto industry. They're going to ask about jobs in Ohio, the economy, which is actually doing better than in a lot of places in the nation. And so it's really a good place for him to do those interviews. But he does them everywhere. And we were just next on the list. And as we went down the list and they gave us the call and said, you know, send somebody up, and it was us. I think one of the advantages that I had was the week before we had done a one-on-one with Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan together. And when we sat down with them, you know, we weren't easy on them. And one of the questions we asked Romney about was how, you know, his campaign along with the RNC had worked to decredential and essentially disenfranchise all of these Republican delegates from the state of Maine. And so we were hard on Romney, and I think that they suspected, I don't know this, but I think they suspected we would probably not be as hard on the president because, as you know, Alex, I mean, that's the way media works in this country. You either support one side and then attack the other, or vice versa. So, you know, they allowed us to come in and do the interview. They put no prerequisites on it, just told us you have 5 minutes, and when your 5 minutes is up, you know, you're done. And so we went from there.
Incredible. We're going to play a clip of that right now. In fact, here it is from the intro of the news piece. Folks can go to Fox19.com and watch the whole thing. And I should add, other Fox affiliates around the country who are on YouTube are lucky to get a few thousand views, even a big story. Your stories are getting hundreds of thousands and millions of views, again, showing that the future is real reporting, real questions. There's no debate the NDAA is unconstitutional. The courts have already ruled it. There's no debate. It's super scary right out of Nazi Germany. So media, though, just acts like, oh, we're going to be non-biased. Well, I mean, a ham sandwich is a ham sandwich. A draconian piece of legislation is draconian. And that's the end of it. I mean, you have to report the facts. You've done that. And the media can take a cue from this. Here it is.
Mr. President, first of all, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. When you signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law, you issued a signing statement at that time that said you would not use that power for indefinite detention on Americans. You understood the concerns that people had. A judge earlier this year issued that the administration couldn't use those powers because it's unconstitutional. So why are the government's own lawyers fighting that judge's order, the injunction in particular?
Well, look, the basic principle here is, number one, my first job is to keep the American people safe. Number two, we've got to do it in a way that respects our values and our traditions of rule of law. That's why I banned torture. That's why I've argued that we should actually close Guantanamo. But I've also said that, you know, we've got some bad guys who are down there who we may not be able to try in a traditional court, but have pledged to try to hurt Americans. And so that's something that we inherited, that we're dealing with, and it's complicated. On the other hand, what I also said was a U.S. citizen can never be subject to that kind of detention. Congress disagreed with me, and I didn't want us to not be able to finance our military and pay our soldiers and our troops. So I signed the bill, but what I also said was, look, that I'm never going to use this power, and you know, what I would suspect is that the courts are going to agree with us over the long term that that is not something that you can use when it comes to U.S. citizens.
Well, let me ask you then also about the so-called presidential kill list that's gotten a lot of attention, and this list of folks who have been targeted for assassination.
Right.
And on that list have been U.S. citizens who have not been afforded trial, including Anwar al-Awlaki.
All right, let's stop right there.
How do you, as president, or any president for that matter...
Yeah, we've got Anwar al-Awlaki who dined secretly at the Pentagon. We've got all that going on. And we've got the fact that Obama, it turns out, demanded that it be added to the bill, the indefinite detention of Americans. And he's got his Justice Department fighting to defend the legislation of the NDAA and his signing of it. And then he just sat there, Ben, and told you that, oh, he knew that the courts would overturn it. I mean, that makes Bill Clinton look like he's honest.
Well, you know, look... This story, especially on the kill list, has gotten so much attention nationally and to the point where it was picked up by The Atlantic and Huffington Post and a lot of liberal, even the UK Guardian, liberal publications ran that interview. And it was really interesting to me to go through and to read the comment section, not so much what they were writing, but the comment section afterward. There were a couple of things that were very interesting there. Because I think you alluded to a minute ago, we're not really breaking ground here in terms of those questions. And those questions are not conspiratorial. They're not, you know, these kind of off in the weeds questions. This is stuff that's pretty much out there, and it's pretty easy to find. Any reporter can find it. The discussion on the NDAA or the kill list or the situation with al-Awlaki. The problem is, I believe the problem really stems from the fact that media won't talk about these things because it does require some real effort to dig into it. I got a couple of interviews with reporters who asked me about it. Why would you ask those questions? And how could you even ask that? I mean, how would you even have the background on it? Well, because we've been covering it for a year. We've covered all of these issues. You mentioned about the Obama administration asking for it. We've covered extensively that statement by Carl Levin.
I tell you what, stay there. We're going to come right back after break and continue. Yeah, the senator, Carl Levin, and others came out and said, hey, don't blame us for this. You asked for this, and then they released the letter. I mean, the whole time Obama says, I don't want it, and then he says, don't worry, I'll veto it, so opposition can't form. And then he gets it passed, and then he says, I won't sign it, but then he does. I mean, this is incredible deception. Stay there, Ben Swan.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Can you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks by dieting alone? The answer is probably not. But ladies and gentlemen, with the help of Axia 30, you just might. Axia 30 is a new breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula from Chamonix, with an ingredient shown in clinical studies to help men and women lose 30 pounds in just 12 weeks, all while eating a balanced daily diet of 1,850 and 1,350 calories, respectively. Did you hear that? The average weight loss in the study was 30 pounds for both men and women without nasty side effects. Axia 30 is the new frontier in weight loss science, clinically studied and packed with anti-aging benefits. Now you can try Axia 30 for 12 full weeks risk-free and get a free month supply of Axia with your order. Call 800-615-1203. 800-615-1203. Tremendous weight loss results, backed by science for men and women, and a full 90-day money-back guarantee. To try Axia risk-free and get a free bottle today, call 800-615-1203. 800-615-1203.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
We're back live. We've got Ben Swan. He reports for Fox 19 out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and every week makes national news because he covers hardcore issues and does his research. And I think you were alluding before we went to break there, Ben, that the media kind of comes to you and is like, how do you know this? How do you? It's almost like you're reading a book. That's weird. I've had other media ask me questions like, how do you know all this stuff? And I'm like, well, I'm into the news. I'm into the information. So elaborate on that. And then, yeah, I continue on the point you were getting into with Obama. saying, well, you know, I knew courts would overthrow it, when it turns out he was the one, his White House, demanding that the indefinite detention for citizens be in there.
You're right. Well, absolutely. And let me just comment on that second part first, because you'll notice in the interview that we did with him, you know, you got 5 minutes, so there's not a whole lot of time. If you want to fight over one subject, you're not going to get much else in there. And so what we choose to do, because of the segment we do with Reality Check and the way it's built out, you know, it really is perfect for going in. You ask the question, he gives the answer, but we don't leave it at that. And that's what so much national media does now. It's a he said, she said. I ask the question, you give the answer, and we're done. What we do is say, okay, I'll ask the question, you give the answer, and then we're going to go back and fact check your answer. And if you're wrong, we're going to say you were wrong. And if you're not being honest, we're going to say you're not being honest. So what we saw in that case is he never directly addresses the second part of my question, which was, why are your own lawyers fighting that injunction? Which, of course, as you just mentioned, that question is now dated because as of yesterday, they're now fighting the overall striking down of the indefinite detention clause, and they are appealing that ruling. So if the president is honest when he says, we always knew it would be struck down, we believe that it would go to the courts, we believe the courts would side with us, show me how that's siding with you if you're the one fighting it. Regardless, you know, as you mentioned a minute ago with media, people keep asking, well, how do you know all this stuff? And really, there are two things. Number one is, as you mentioned, you just have to do a little bit of research, and there's so much of this stuff out there. And again, it's because of the internet. It's because of alternative media. And also, look, listen, I've got brilliant, brilliant people who follow me on Facebook, on Twitter. I mean, the people who I call themselves followers or fans, that's the term that Facebook uses, right? I'm fans of theirs. I'm a huge fan of theirs because they're so smart and they have so much information, and they just constantly are feeding back into me a lot of information and what's going on in the world and did you know this and did you know this? And I feel like they've been helping me to gain an education because there's so much stuff out there and they're just helping to draw it all in.
Well said, man. I tell you, it is so refreshing, Ben, to see somebody professionally get up there and I told Chris Hedges this last week because I'm not liberal or conservative. I'm just about truth and justice and freedom because I love my wife and my children and I want a future. It's refreshing to have somebody like Chris Hedges out there fighting the NDAA with his lawsuit and winning. And it's refreshing to see somebody like you, well-spoken, focused, handsome, getting the word out and reaching millions from one little TV station because it gives me hope that there are going to be other people out there that can do a better job than I can. That's what I told Chris Hedges. I mean, we all have our own tools in the fight for liberty. It's great. Now I'm wondering who else is going to step up? Who else is going to take action? Because all that evil needs to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so I salute what you're doing. And the point you make about what your listeners and viewers are saying, following the points they give you. It's incredible data. It's like the comments under the stories you were alluding to, the amazing points they're making. And you see everywhere, whether it's a right-wing site or a left-wing site with those bias, the comments more and more aren't left-wing or right-wing. They're like, hey, we see through this.
Right, right. Well, no, that's absolutely true. And what was exciting about, like, for instance, the Huffington Post is a good example. On the HuffPo article, if you read the comments, it was so interesting to hear people who are so used to this left-right paradigm that they couldn't even begin to fathom the idea. So the first complaint is, well, you're from a Fox station, so what you're asking the president about, you know, this kill list can't possibly be true. Secondly, it's the same people in many cases who wanted Bush tried as a war criminal, who want Cheney tried as a war criminal, who give Obama a pass on his kill list. And so it was really interesting, that dynamic was they were really struggling through it. And then, of course, you know, I posted it on my social networking pages so that people could see it there, go there and comment. And what was exciting to me was some of our people, when I say our, I mean, you know, liberty-minded people, start writing on there. And actually, we're winning some arguments and I think even winning over some people's minds saying, look, you have to break through and shatter through that paradigm that says it's left versus right, Republican versus Democrat, because it's not. It's liberty versus oppression. And that's what the real issue is. And I think people are beginning to see that.
Wow, we're going to go to break. I have a long 18-minute segment coming up. I want to get into your favorite reports and what you're working on now and then open the phones up for your fans all over the United States and worldwide that watch your reality check just as soon as it comes out. I know we do. And I remember seeing you about a year and a half ago. I'm like, man, this is something different. And then the reports just keep coming. And then in hindsight, they're so accurate. A breath of fresh air, folks. A breath of fresh air. We'll be right back. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear. Plus, Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, he is an award-winning researcher, reporter, TV anchor. He anchors the news there on Fox 19, fox19.com in Cincinnati, Ohio. Working at other stations in Texas, he's won the Edward R. Murrow Award and two Emmys on his mantle. And he's a patriot. Very exciting. I want to get into some of his other stories here. Ben Swan, local Ohio reporter, grills Obama on kill list. Here's another one. Reality check. Is the embassy attack in Libya a clear example of blowback? Here's another one. Will the Libya attack shape American foreign policy moving forward? These are the important questions. He goes on. Did RNC script the rule changes? Will that start a civil war in the Republican Party? He questioned the Aurora shooting and the anomalies and people saying other shooters and all the rest of it. I mean, this is what we need to talk about. These are the questions. I've got to ask you this, not to, not to promote my show or anything. I'm just flattered by it. My producer was telling me when he asked, hey, have you ever heard of the Alex Jones Show, that you indeed have heard of the show and do listen sometimes. Now, I know as a journalist, I'm more of a journalist slash commentator, rabble rouser. I wear a lot of hats around here. But I'm just curious, how did you stumble across my broadcast, and how did it affect the different perspectives that you're bringing to your own show?
Well, I would say that I knew of you because I'm from Texas, and obviously you're down in Texas. So now I'm from further west than you are. But I was aware of you and it heard your name. And then most of it really was very conspiratorial and the guy's a nut job. And so I didn't really know much about you. And then once I've gotten more into what we've been covering the last few months, I had a lot of people who have said, you know, Alex Jones has covered a lot of these things. And obviously there are people who are wary because, as you said, you're more of a commentator. So in your case, certainly it's more of a, there's more opinion infused into it, more perspective infused into it, which is fine. I mean, clearly you're doing what you do. I do think there's something very important about alternative media. And one of the things that I think is impressive, regardless of how people feel about you one way or the other, because obviously you have many, many fans out there and you got people who don't feel as strongly about you or dislike you. And that's not necessarily a bad place to be. Look, I always tell people, I would rather people love me or hate me, but don't feel nothing about me. Because as soon as you're the guy that people feel nothing about, then you're not accomplishing anything. You know, at least challenge the narrative and challenge what people are thinking and challenge their minds. And so I think you do a great job of that, and I take my hat off to you for that.
Well, I just wanted to get your perspective because I, again, admire your courage and what you're doing. I mean, obviously you're a talented guy, and I hope that it doesn't, count against you with the power structure that you're telling the truth. Have you gotten any big national offers yet in the last year and a half that you've been knocking it out of the park?
No. In fact, very, very little talk from anyone higher up, which is fine with me. One of the things that I don't ever want to do is I never want to look beyond where I'm at right now. As I mentioned at the beginning of this, I'm incredibly blessed to be doing what I'm doing and to have the platform that I have. And I will say that in the last year and a half, my view of what, you know, national media is has completely changed. And certainly my view of what it means to be a national voice, because we're sitting here in little old Cincinnati, Ohio, and yet we have a global voice right now, and people in 30 different countries are watching what we do. And it's this little 5-minute segment, and we do it 3 times a week.
Yeah, I was Glenn Beck launching his new TV network back on television, I would hire somebody like you. And I think that'd probably be a perfect fit. I mean, Glenn Beck actually is in competition with me. He thinks I'm not in competition with him. I want to defeat the globalists. There's no future. But the reason I brought up myself was I wanted to get into your view of the world, because I know as a journalist, you don't want to put any of those views out because then they can say, oh, well, that's his bias. But come on. I mean, tyranny is tyranny. I mean, it wouldn't be, oh, you have a bias in 1860 because you were against slavery and, oh, that's your opinion. Obviously, it's the right position to be against slavery. I mean, some of these things are so clear. What is your view of QE3? What is your view of the TSA? All of this stuff. I mean, is it that the world's getting crazier, that that's brought you closer to, say, my views?
Well, here's what I think. You know, you asked about QE3, and we're actually doing a piece on it next week to explain to people exactly how it works and what the design is behind it. My issue is less about, like, for instance, obviously I have very strong opinions, but I think most people do. My issue is more about making sure that I'm not going to necessarily try to sway someone else's opinion. I just want their opinion to be based on fact, not on fairy tale. And I think what we see too often in modern media is that we're allowing people to buy into fairy tales. We don't challenge them. Jon Stewart does a hilarious bit making fun of the way that CNN does their whole, we'll leave it there. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they have this phrase, we'll leave it there. And he made fun of that one time. And the fact that they say, we'll leave it there on major issues that shouldn't be left there, because you're not allowing people to go through this process of critical thinking and to say, well, what does this actually mean for my life? So when Ben Bernanke announces, yeah, we're going to go ahead and move on with QE3 and it'll help the economy, I would be willing to bet you that only 1/10 of the population, if even that, has any clue as to what he's talking about, has any clue at all. Maybe 1% of the population really understands what.
No, I agree with you, because I've talked to so many bankers, business people, even folks that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't. Who are in finance, they don't understand what this means.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because there are so many different components to it. You know, you mentioned that we've been talking a lot about the issue in Libya and what's going on over there right now. And one of the reasons we're able to do that is because if you go all the way back to when we first started doing these, one of the very first reality check segments we ever put together was about the fact that the U.S. was getting involved in Libya, and it didn't make sense as to why we were doing it. the fact that we were involving ourselves without a declaration of war. And now we're starting to see kind of the ramifications of that foreign policy and what's it really about. One of the things we're going to move into in the next few weeks, and I think people will be pretty interested in it, is we're going to start taking a look at the situation with the petrodollar and what China's doing right now in terms of these refineries they're attempting to build in Saudi Arabia and in Egypt, and ultimately what it's going to mean if the petrodollar disappears and there's a new currency in which oil was bought and traded. If that happens, it means a change in the way of life for every American that people don't even see coming because nobody's talking about it in national media. Alternative media, you guys are talking about it.
Thank you, Mr. Edward R. Murrow. Absolutely on target. Right there. That is so exciting to hear someone in mainstream news understand that. And the power structure knows this, but it's at a very high technocratic level. They're engineering this while moving their assets to China and other areas ahead of this seismic shift to bring in this global governance, this world government run by the private banks. How do I know that? They wrote about it 30 years ago. They wrote about it 10 years ago. They now brag about it here and there. So more and more, the mainstream media realizes they're passe. Have you seen the CNBC clip where they admit, hey, we're all slaves to global government run by bankers?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Guys, can we cue that up, please, the CNBC clip? Because in more and more publications, they are admitting it, but it's more in establishment publications or in trade publications. They're admitting where we're going, but this isn't just quantitative easing. It's also been, and I want your take on this, going directly to the mega banks themselves as a kind of bailout. I mean, the $40 billion a month, half of the $80 billion goes to buy these derivatives, these mortgage derivatives. I mean, that isn't the taxpayer's job to pay for that.
No, absolutely not. And they're doing exactly what you said. What they're essentially doing is saying, look, we're going to go in and we're going to buy all these mortgage-backed securities and derivatives. And in doing so, they are creating a system where they're socializing the profit, they're privatizing the profit in that the banks are the ones who will profit from it. But then they're socializing the risk of it. They're buying up all these risky things with our dollars, then turning around and saying, well, here are the profits for that. We don't share in the profits of it. The other issue is that this is indefinite, and people may not realize this, but when you move into quantitative easing that has no end to it, it's simply indefinite, and you're going to buy all this up. If you have a 401k, if you have a mutual fund that you're investing into for your retirement, all of those very safe ones that traditionally have done well, those are all going to be bought up by the Fed. So the Fed's going to have control of that. The government will control all of those safe bets, which means if you have money you need to put aside for your own retirement, they're actually going to force you to put it into riskier stocks. There are no safe bets because they're going to buy up all the ones that are safe. So it really hurts everyone in this process. It doesn't just help the banks, but it actually puts the average investor in a position where everything they're investing into for their future that traditionally has been very safe is now going to be very risky.
They infect the whole system, then hold you hostage and say, we're too big to fail, and then basically transfer all the wealth to themselves while destroying your wealth. Then they're the last group standing, and they're able to buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That is the economic model of conquest that we're now facing as a society. And as you just stated, when they announce unlimited QE3, that leads one place. It leads to Weimar Republic, Germany, type inflation. It leads to Zimbabwe style inflation. That is the road that they've now put us on. And like you said, it's just a minor footnote. Oh, QE3, no connection to gold exploding and other commodities like gasoline, oil spiking. And this is just with the announcement. And here are the insiders now, not doing QE1, QE2, QE3, unlimited, open-ended QE3. Now they get to know, the insiders, when they're going to be doing it with these little adjustments. The insider trading ramifications are stratospheric.
And what's interesting, too, is even the terms that are used, QE1, QE2, QE3, it sounds like it is the third time that the Fed has gone through this process in order to, as most people would call it, stimulate the economy. The problem is QE1, QE2, and QE3 are not the same thing at all. They were completely different programs that were designed in order to affect the markets and affect the system. So it's not, QE3 is not round three, and that's what most people think that it is. It's an entirely different setup. Again, as you mentioned, buying up all of these mortgage-backed derivatives, And as a result of that, I think most people have no idea. They think QE3, more stimulus, that means the government's going to put more money into the system. Well, that's good for everyone. And again, as you mentioned too, most financial channels and most financial reporters aren't even talking about it in any term that people can understand. But what you describe right now about shifting all of this burden away from the banks themselves, putting the risk onto the taxpayer, buying up the safe bets, shifting their own money. This is all stuff that, when you say it, a lot of people would say, oh, it's Alex Jones, it's all conspiratorial. It's not a conspiracy at all in terms of being hidden. It's a conspiracy that's happening right out in the open, and anyone can find this information. They're just not bothering to do so. They're too busy worried about the fact that Jersey Shore's off at the end of the season.
Well, exactly. And a lot of times I get up here and rant and rave because I'm genuinely upset. That tends to get people out of their trance to realize something's going on. And I kind of make it safe to talk about these things, and then others can start to cover it. So I think everybody, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. That's why I'm excited to see you and others out there, you know, exposing this in a, you know, really focused news style, because that will reach people out there who've kind of heard about this but think it's a conspiracy theory. And there you are with a whole news team behind you, able to lay all this out, and people can go again to fox19.com to find all your reports. They're also on YouTube. Before we go to some phone calls here and talk about some of the other reports you're working on right now, Ben Swan, award-winning reporter joining us right now. I wanted to ask you the question about your social media and thing, some of your own private websites or things outside of the Fox site if folks want to follow some of the things you're talking about off air.
Yeah, they can go over to Facebook. We have a pretty strong Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Ben Swan Reality Check. That's the easiest way to find it. And Swan is two N's, so if you're not familiar with me, then you've got to put in BenSwann Reality Check. And you can follow us on Twitter as well, and it's at Fox19 Ben Swan. So we're doing work on both of those sites. We don't really have much going on with Google Plus yet, but we're working on creating some circles there, create more discussion again, because as I mentioned, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the people who follow me, and I just feel like those are the folks. So many of them are so smart and savvy, and they know what's going on. They're awake is the term I would use for them. And when you get around people who are awake, it energizes you and it keeps you
going. That's what's happened. Well, I've seen your sites. It's basically it's liberty lovers. It's my listeners. It's your listeners. It's people that understand what's happening and who are breaking down the left-right paradigm and saying, hey, it's about liberty. Now, the Democrats just so happen to be, you know, absolute tyrants. The Republicans, same ball of wax. I tend to agree with the Republicans more because on the surface they say they're pro-gun and things like that. But again, at the very top, you see with somebody like Obama and Romney, past the rhetoric, there's almost no difference. What's your take on that?
Oh, absolutely. I think you have to strain to find a real substantive difference between President Obama and Mitt Romney. And that's one reason why the two of them, I think, are going to really struggle when you get into this debate. The conventions were fascinating for folks who were kind of political watchers. The conventions were really interesting because the Republicans did such a poor job of shaping their message. Their message really wasn't about what they're going to change in the future. It was about how Obama had failed and he hadn't done enough, and they really pushed for this "we built it" kind of idea. Because they were using a play on words, but there really wasn't a vision for what they would do differently. The Democratic Convention, the same way, there was no real vision for the future. It was, well, if we go with that guy, we're not going to like it. And so there was very little vision casting in either convention, which was kind of fascinating to me. And part of the reason I think for that is because if you really break down the direction that Governor Romney wants to take the country and the direction President Obama does, there are some differences in terms of how they want to deal with taxation, how they want to deal certainly with people who are in higher income brackets and taxation. But if we're talking about, for instance, foreign policy, tell me one thing Governor Romney will do differently than what President
Obama does. TSA or NSA or the police state or any of these things that really matter. It's like MapQuest plotting two different ways to go to the same destination. I mean, there's some changes in the route, but it goes the same place.
Absolutely, because ultimately their view, and even when we talk about, you know, you asking about some of my own personal views. Look, I'm a journalist. I'm a constitutionalist. My personal view is that the Constitution, rule of law, is what our founders and framers designed. They knew that we should not be a democracy. People say all the time we're a democracy. is one of my biggest pet peeves. We're not a democracy.
We're a republic.
We're a republic, absolutely. And the difference is vast. The republic is rule of law. Democracy is rule of mob. And so all you need is a plus one in a democracy in order to push through any crazy laws or rules.
And rob the other 49%. It's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. But, again, that's terrorist talk, according to the Homeland Security. Have you done a report yet on MIAC and Homeland Security reports saying veterans and gun owners are the terrorists?
You know what? Some people have been sending me some of that information, and we are looking at doing something on that.
All right, we're going to break.
If you believe in the Constitution, you're a terrorist.
Exactly. We're going to break. As usual, I've hogged the guests. We got loaded phone lines for you. But let me just add this here. DrudgeReport.com. It's also at Infowars.com. Our story about the nuclear reactor also evacuated at the J.J. Pickle Center here in Austin, Texas. It's top red linked at the number one website in the world, DrudgeReport.com. You can go there, and I'm glad that our servers are still staying up. That'll probably send us about 3 million readers. Or is the site still up, Infowars.com? Top linked there, and they're now evacuating multiple campuses, not just the University of Texas, but up in North Dakota as well, over the someone's basically saying they're Al-Qaeda, saying all these bombs are about to go off. We've got reporters still downtown. Well, now they've gone up to the reactors. So they'll be popping in during the next hour a little bit when we cover QE3 or unlimited QE, what that means, and so much more. But straight ahead, final segment. Maybe I'll twist his arm for 5 more minutes into the next hour so we can take 6 or 7 calls with Ben Swan from Fox19.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Yorio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, all there's right. nothing to get excited about in that.
And they go on for 5 minutes to all agree we're run by global government, run by banks. Exactly what I said 17 years ago was going to happen, because I was reading the Trilateral Commission public documents. But the issue here is Bernanke said a year ago there'd be no QE3. Well, now it's just unlimited QE. And they wanted us to beg for it first, because if they don't do it, we're in trouble. But if they do, we're in trouble because they engineered this. Ben Swan, he's one of the anchors over there, an investigative reporter at Fox 19 in Cincinnati, now has a national and international following via YouTube and their site. We're taking phone calls. Got a lot of fans out there. We're going to take 5 phone calls for you for this short segment and the next, and you're gone. Let's talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Big fan here is Mr. Swan, and you as well, Mr. Jones. I wanted to bring you up to pace on a few things that I found out. I live in Colorado, and it's very frightening to have the ATF state. They're going to take people's guns rights that smoke marijuana or use marijuana, because a lot of people in Colorado have guns, and a lot of people in Colorado smoke marijuana. But the thing I really wanted to point out to you, gentlemen, is that through my research, I found that marijuana oil cures cancer.
Well, it's certainly been shown to be a treatment. Let me stop you. This is how crazy the news is. That broke after I was off air yesterday. We carried it on the nightly news. I read the ruling from 2 days ago. It's true. They're saying alcohol abuse, marijuana use, any drug, any substance abuse that they say, no judge, no jury, they're taking your guns. Ben Swan, what do you make of that?
I haven't heard it. So I really can't comment on it. I mean, I'd love to see it, though.
It's already in featured news archive. Put it up on screen for folks that are watching and listening. Can find it at InfoWars.com. I have it reposted to the front page. Let's go. Thank you, Brian. Let's go to Luke in South Korea. You're on the air with Mr. Swan. Go ahead.
Oh, hi there. How are you? I've seen from my own experience with mainstream media that certain stories the government want to have suppressed never make it to air. And in England, they have the DA system, Defence Advisory. They've still got the legacy of that in Australia, and they're trying to reenact it as a voluntary system.
Yeah, it's a D-notice, absolutely, and they're trying to get that here. What's your question for Mr. Swan?
Well, right, with the absence of a D-notice, how does the government get the issues they want suppressed in your...
They have talking points.
You know it's happening.
I know because I've talked to national. They have talked. Well, you saw 2 weeks ago where the New York Times is in contact with the CIA and killing stories for them. Ben, your take on that?
Well, absolutely. I think there are definitely talking points that go out, and I think within local media, the issue isn't so much talking points as it is groupthink. If you know the sister parent station, or if the networks aren't talking about it, then it must not be news. And so it's groupthink on the lower level. Bigger level, it's talking points.
Exactly. At the top of the pyramid, talking points are given. White House meetings, you name it, book deals, all of it, because I've been offered it. And then all the little parrots think, oh, those are the stars. If I copy what they say, I'll rise up. When in truth, even if you were a cynical mercenary, being different is what will make you rise up in a stagnant system.
Right on.
All right. I hope that answers your question from South Korea. We're going to race back, and we're going to go to Angel, and then we're going to go to Eric, at least those, maybe some more, for Ben Swan, Fox 19 reporter. But like he said, now from that city, he's worldwide. That's why the dinosaur media is in so much trouble. That's why the info war is exploding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.